I'm here with Eric Waldo of Yara, and he spoke about 3 steps to less stressful citrus. What are those, Eric?
Those 3 steps. The first one, I think, is just keep perspective. It's a tricky industry. There's a lot going on. But just approaching each project, each decision with the right perspective on just your overall life. Life will go on. We're all gonna get through this. But just start with that perspective. Number 2 is just overall good horticultural management. If we take care of our soil and irrigation and pHs and all the things that weed management, EC manage, all the things we know to do as good farmers and we're learning to do as good farmers, that'll add another layer of reducing stress. And 3, the one that we obviously are very involved with is then choosing the right sources. And so just being aware of the right sources, picking the right one at the right time that'll do the most good and not do damage to your crop.
And you also spoke about the 3 E's involved in choosing your nutrient management products. Can you tell us what those are?
Sure. The first one is effectiveness. The source you choose for your fertilizer, whether it's a micronutrient, a macronutrient, any of those things, measuring and understanding from the data and from the literature the effectiveness of that particular nutrient is vital. Just because something's cheap doesn't mean it's the best answer. The second one is efficiency. You can use a lot less of a powerful, effective fertilizer than a ineffective fertilizer. And there's a lot of data that shows it up. Good example of that, that obviously we promote, is calcium nitrate. That you can usually get the same effect, say with 160, 180 pounds of nitrogen, as you could with, say, an ammoniacal source that with, say, 230, 240 pounds. And so the same rates, you can get more effectiveness, and that's your efficiency factor. And the third one is your economics. So really sit back and put the pencil to paper, figure out the ROI, that for the money I spend, what am I actually getting? And again, we make the argument, we present the data, that if you use a quality fertilizer source for whatever it is, your potassium nitrate, calcium nitrate, lots of different things, your sulfur source, that if you do those things the right way and pencil them out, the things that might cost a little bit more per ton actually end up giving you many more boxes of return, many more bricks, much more quality, and much more money in the end when it's all said and done.